Fraud is not only proliferating, but scammers and their schemes are becoming more sophisticated and successful as the perpetrators get better and better at exploiting your trust. Outsmarting the Scammers, Helping Seniors Fight Fraud is 99.3 County FM's effort to educate listeners on what to watch for, steps to take to avoid being scammed, and what to do if you're a victim of fraud. We partnered with the Prince Edward County Detachment of the OPP, the Prince Edward County Community Care for Seniors Association, and the Municipality of the County of Prince Edward to create this six-part documentary series. Each week, we'll explore a common type of scam, hear from victims and their families, and learn some tips on how we can protect ourselves. 99.3 County FM's radio series, Outsmarting the Scammers, Helping Seniors Fight Fraud, is funded by the Government of Canada's New Horizons for Seniors program.
The internet is a vast landscape that offers incredible convenience for shopping, communicating, and finding answers to just about any question imaginable. Since the pandemic, most people have gotten quite used to shopping online for everything from shoes to books to groceries. Even once skeptical seniors are extolling the benefits of ordering online to get their favorite products when they can't find them at their local stores. From streaming music and TV shows to shopping, keeping in touch with friends in faraway places, and managing our finances, it would be hard to imagine life without the internet. The problem is, scammers know this. They know how to insert themselves into your everyday routine, and they're very good at getting your attention. Have you ever received an alarming email from a major brand like Amazon, Netflix, or Apple to say that your account is about to be deleted? If not, check your pulse. All joking aside, internet fraud is rampant. The RCMP reported almost 40,000 cases of mass marketing fraud in 2022, and that number is probably much higher today. Phishing, extortion, and personal information scams are the top three reported online frauds. Phishing, spelled with a PH, is most concerning because it attempts to gather your personal information and could lead to identity theft. The fraudster tries to get you to give up your personally identifiable information, like your home address, birth date, account numbers, passwords, and then uses that information to hijack your bank account, apply for loans or credit cards in your name, or run up crazy bills using your online accounts. Once you provide them with this info, they act so quickly you may not know you've been scammed until it's too late. Here's how it works. You receive a call or an email from what you think is a trusted sender. It could be a brand or even your bank. There is some level of urgency in the message. Your account will be deleted if you don't act immediately, or verifying a large purchase. The real object of the scammer's game is to get you to click on the link in the message, which will either infect your computer with malicious software or prompt you to input your personal information, logins, account number, passwords, payment information, anything. You get the picture. And just remember, if it seems fishy, and that's fishy with an F, it probably is. Aaron Miller from the Prince Edward County OPP Detachment sees this kind of fraud all the time.
One of the things we continue to see personally is the subscription service email. So I get an email from Netflix saying my Netflix expires. I don't want my Netflix to be out for more than a day. So I take a look at this email. I'm excited to get Netflix back up. But then I have to ask myself, I've never received this before. I pay by the month it's come out, or I pay by the year, whatever. Then you look at the email address associated with the email. It looks great, but there's something up with the email address. So whether it's Netflix, Amazon, whatever streaming service you have, they're relentless, and oftentimes we see this several times a year.
I don't know about anybody else, but some days my inbox is flooded with emails, just like the ones described above. If you're in doubt, check the email it's coming from. Is it legitimate? Don't click any links in the email. Sign into your account the way you usually do to check the status. Chances are there's nothing going on. Mark the email as junk, delete it, and move on. If you're getting emails from Netflix and you don't even have a Netflix account, that's another reason to pause. Unfortunately, there's nothing much you can do about it. Being aware of the scam and not falling for it is the most important lesson. Take a moment to think before you click. Of course, not all online scams come in an email. Sometimes you walk right into the trap all on your own. John told us about a horrifying experience he had with what he thought was Best Buy. Here's his story.
I'm embarrassed about the fact that it happened in the first place, because it started with an issue I had with my printer. I called the Geek Squad at Best Buy, and things just kind of developed from there.
Sounds innocent enough. We've all done that, right? You need something, you do a Google search for the contact info, and you generally trust that the information that comes up in the search engine is correct. Unfortunately, that's not always the case. John thought he was calling the Geek Squad, Best Buy's repair service, but what he really did was click on a fraudulent website that connected him directly with the scammers. It would be an easy mistake for anyone to make. The website looked just like what he expected to see. Had he looked a little closer, he might have noticed things like misspelled words or even a web address that's not quite right. Malicious actors clone websites to capture people's personal and payment information. Whatever information you enter or pay through that website goes directly into the scammer's hands. Search engines have ways to detect phony sites and will shut them down, but they can sure do a lot of damage before they're identified.
The person I spoke to said they were going to get in touch with their supervisor. They passed me on to somebody else who said the issue may not be with your printer. It may be that you have a virus or your computer has been hacked. We really need to get remote access to your computer to check that out. And stupidly, I gave them remote access. The next thing I found out was, we're looking at your computer and we see that there's been an issue with your bank account. And it looks as though somebody has got into your bank account, and this could mean they're going to take money from your account, they're going to steal your identity, and somehow, I don't know how, they actually got into my bank account. And I'm looking at it and seeing that there is a weird deposit of $1,000 from the US. So the next thing says to me is, I'm a TD employee with the fraud department, so you have nothing to worry about. I have involved the RCMP. What the RCMP want to do is deposit $6,000 into your account. We then want you to go to your bank immediately, withdraw $6,000 in cash. When your bank says, what do you need it for? Tell them you need it for renovation to pay contractors. We then want you to go to the Ultramar gas station in Picton, where there's an ATM machine. And oh, by the way, do you know anything about bitcoins? So I said, absolutely nothing. I then looked at my account. Sure enough, there's $6,000 deposited. And I'm going, hang on, how do I know this is kosher? He said, oh, don't worry, I'm a TD fraud squad. Here is my TD employee number. I stopped for a moment. I thought, I can't believe that the RCMP would be depositing money in my account.
John's alarm bells were going off like a house on fire. He decided it was time to do a little investigation on his own. Of course, the person he was speaking to tried to convince him not to hang up. John took his number and said he'd call back.
I went online from my phone to get a phone number for the RCMP. So I called the RCMP, and I guess that was at their headquarters in Ottawa, because I didn't realize there was a detachment in Kingston. Told the officer what was going on, and he said, somebody's trying to defraud you. There is no way that we would put money in your account, and left it at that. I gave him the details. He said, you need to call your local detachment. So at that point, I called Aaron Miller, who had given a talk on fraud for seniors at the local Lions Club that I'm a member of. And Aaron said, you need to call the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center.
Now, this all happened towards the end of Friday of the long weekend. The Anti-Fraud Center likely wouldn't be able to help John until Tuesday, and he knew he couldn't wait that long.
On Friday, as soon as I realized this was fraudulent, I got in the car, came into Picton to my bank, the TD Bank, and I spoke to the manager there and said, this is what's happened. What do I do? And he said, the first thing we're going to do is we are going to give you a new debit card with a completely new number. You are then going to put in a completely new password, and you're also going to put in a completely new PIN number for when you use the ATM machine. He then called TD Visa. So we've looked at it. Nobody deposited $6,000. What they had actually done was transferred $6,000 from your line of credit into your bank account. So he said, thank God you didn't follow their instructions. John, we're going to reverse that.
bank employees see this kind of fraud more often than they'd like. From grandparent scams to contractor scams, they want to protect you. Paul Marion is the manager of customer experience for the TD Bank in Picton. Lynn Pickering recently interviewed him for the County Grapevine about this very topic.
There are many kinds of scams, and so many that target seniors, which makes Prince Edward County, with its large population of seniors, a potential lucrative hunting ground. How are you educating staff to recognize when a customer may be the victim of a potential fraud?
We have regular meetings that we go over different scenarios that are going around. The good thing is there's a lot of information in the news lately, you know, about the new scams going around, what we find out, sharing with other branches. It's just educating the public as much as we can. Large cash withdrawals, always get a second opinion just to make sure when they're giving out the cash, they're asking them, you're sure this isn't part of a scam of some sort? So asking extra questions. So we do that quite a bit. We're always educating. If you're unsure, call the bank. We'll have clients that saying, oh, I got this mysterious message. So we're always saying, if you tell whoever on the phone that I will go deal with it at the local branch, if they say anything other than that's a great idea, chances are it's probably some fraudster that's on the other end.
Unfortunately, not all frauds give you the opportunity to get that second opinion. Our next story from John M., who has been scammed more than once. And the story he tells us here illustrates how easy it is, even for the smartest of us, to fall victim to online fraudsters.
I've been scammed a couple of times, unfortunately. It is such an easy thing for scammers to do. I'd like to start by saying I actually caught a scammer in a lie. As a result, talking to the person, their thought pattern is totally different than mine. When I first got involved with it, it was hard to believe because most people are honest and you can trust what they're saying. Well, a scammer or a thief uses tools. Their tools are deceit, lying, and stealing. And they're not seen as evil. So in their mind, they're just using a tool to accomplish their job. And their job is to get as much out of you as they possibly can. Usually they catch people at a very vulnerable time. I just went through a year of bad health. And it was in the hospital last year for several weeks. But I had a cryptocurrency account. And we invested some money. The request of a friend of mine who was a banker, here's the currency that you should be buying. So I bought it. And because of health problems, I hadn't been on the site for almost a year. So I thought, well, I'll just let that sit there and grow. And then I tried to get in. Well, in the meantime, I got into checking that account on my cell phone. Well, the two-step verification wouldn't work on my phone. As a result, I went to Google. The first website that was listed was the same company. So I clicked on that. And somebody contacted me from that website to reset my verification. Then I find out, after the process going through, it didn't feel right because of everything that was going on. I just didn't click in and turn the computer off or phone off. I should have. And he was able to get in and get passwords, the information he needed to steal all the cryptocurrency. So I get a note back from the company saying, you closed all your accounts. Yeah, all your accounts, all the money is gone. So then I'm talking to the guy from the cryptocurrency, and he says, Google allows thieves to buy the top-rated programs on their website. So Google is as much a part of the problem as any of the scammers. They allow these thieves to pay as much as they can to get their name at the top of the list. So when you do a Google search for a company, the first companies listed are usually scams. So don't click on the top 8 or 10. Look on the list the one you actually need, because they make fake sites. They look real. I've had websites sent to me from banks that looked like the Bank of Montreal, Bank of Commerce, but they're not. People get scammed all the time. It's because they're clicking on websites that look real, but they're just paid fakes.
To clarify, what John has identified here is that fraudulent companies are allowed to purchase search engine advertising, just like any other business. This doesn't mean every link you are shown in a Google search is fraudulent. You will, however, see links marked sponsored at the top of the search results. This indicates their search engine position has been paid for. What John is advising is to not click the sponsored links and instead scroll further down the page until you find the right one. Statistically, up to 30% of online ads are fraudulent. But that's actually the good news. In 2021, that number was almost 50%, indicating that search engines are doing a much better job of identifying and preventing scams from succeeding. Even so, we've still got a long way to go. While not all ads are fraudulent, there are usually clear indicators when they are. First, take a moment to look at the web address before you click to be sure that it's the right one. If you hover over a live link in an email or on a web page, the address will pop up in a preview before you click. It only takes an extra second, and you might save yourself a lot of grief. Double-check the URL to see if the address looks right. The URL is the website address, usually preceded by www, HTTP, or HTTPS. Fraudulent web addresses may have a lot of dashes or symbols in it. There may be slight differences in the spelling of the company name, like using a zero instead of an O, an additional word that doesn't look quite right, or obscure extensions like .info or .biz. That's not to say that .com and .net extensions are all going to be safe, but it's something to look out for. John M. mentioned he'd been scammed more than once. In this other scenario, he didn't lose any money, but the lead up to it was similar.
The other time I was scammed, I had just changed phones again, and I was trying to set up the email on my phone. Months trying to get this email set up. I click on a website, somebody contact me, you need this to set up your email on your phone. So they start going through this. They completely stole my whole email account and started sending people messages that I was in England, had just been in an accident, or I needed $3,500. One of the people that got that message, I had just had a meeting with 3 hours before that. So she phones me up and she says, how did you get to England so fast? Pardon? Because I didn't know any of this had happened. She says, I just got an email saying you're in England and need $3,500. I don't mind sending $3,500, but no. I want to know how you got to England and got in trouble so fast.
So we might say that John M. is very well versed on scams, and yet he still got duped. If there's a moral to the story here, it's that even the sharpest people can be fooled. Paul Marion agrees.
These fraudsters, this is their full-time job. They will keep you busy so that you don't have time to think about it, saying, does this make sense? So the greatest advice is just take a minute, think it through. Nobody wants to be embarrassed, but these fraudsters are very good at it. This is what they do. And they play on your heartstrings, which is a real crime. Not everybody has the same sense of morality. They just prey on the innocent victims that they hope have a kind heart and unfortunately succeed at times.
All those scam emails, texts, calls won't amount to anything if you don't respond. But if you're the one doing the clicking, you can still protect yourself. Awareness is the best defense, and all the experts will tell you the same thing. If something seems suspicious, take a step back. Call someone you trust. Get a second opinion. Do a little research. We all get a bit impatient sometimes, but taking a couple of extra minutes to ensure you're calling or clicking on the right business might save you a lot of headaches and money. Constable Aaron Miller of the Prince Edward County OPP, he agrees.
Absolutely. Confirm their credentials, confirm the legitimacy of the company. There's probably going to be some pressure. The individual will probably try to get you to sign up now. They'll tell you there's a really great deal. They'll tell you it's more expensive if you wait until tomorrow. Those should be red flags, because if it's a legitimate company, they're not going to mind spending the time, and they'll understand that you want to make sure that you're getting a good product for the right price.
If you're a Prince Edward County resident and have been a victim of fraud, call our local OPP detachment at 613-476-2151, 613-476-2151. If you've been targeted by fraud, report it to the Anti-Fraud Center immediately by visiting www.antifraudcenter.ca or by calling, and I'll repeat it, 1-888-495-8501. 1-888-495-8501. Your bank, the OPP, and local business owners want to keep you safe from fraud, so don't hesitate to ask for help. Join us next time when we'll learn about romance scams and investment scams and how two county residents were defrauded by people they thought they knew.
99.3 County FM, your nonprofit, community, volunteer-driven radio station, is proud to provide a platform for the voices of our community. The six-part series, Outsmarting the Scammers, Helping Seniors Fight Fraud, will be available to stream in its entirety on our website at 993countyfm.ca after each episode airs. Some names of those interviewed have been changed at their request. Thank you to our 99.3 County FM production team, scripts by Astrid Young, interviews by Renee Wiseman Stanners, Lynn Pickering, Brenda Little, Ken Palmer, and Krista Hepburn. Narration by Wendy Mesley. Host Jim J.J. Johnson. Music by Dustin Crenna. Production by Dave Wheatley. Other production and research, Jillian Carson, Helen Morris, Gage Broderick, Craig Mills, Lorraine Wilson, and Sherry Gervin. Thank you to all the members of our community and service organizations for sharing their stories.